could do things that Kosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to happen. Samor says, Shani Rebchanina Dinofish Chusei. If Shani Rebchanina, though he was such a great tzaddik, his chusim zikha protect, then nothing would happen. Samor still has I, Vomer Rebchanina, a nodem noikif etzpa melomato, helimke machriz nolov melmalo. Nothing happens to a person on this world. You don't even hurt yourself, hit your hand, unless min Hashemran they want you to. Shneem in the Pesach says, Mi Hashem et tzadi gover, kenenu, v'yodu ma yovin darkoi, mashme, everything happens only min Hashemayim. Omer Rav Loza says, dam nikov merat v'kadam erlom. If somebody has some blood, he hurt himself, he has a wound, the blood comes out, it's almost like a korbim. Now, the merat v'kadam erlom. And why? Because min Hashemayim, that's shikaparo. And Omar Rava, begoidel yamin over nikav sheni. That means on your right thumb, begoidel yamin over nikav sheni, the second time you got hit there. That's a bigger wound, and that's mitzvah harbor, that has a lot of, that's a big kapara. And vudu kos l'dvar mitzvah, if only he's going to l'dvar mitzvah, such a thing is mechapim. Omar Oliver was said, our Pinchas ben Yoyer, that mi yomov loy botza prusa shenish loy. From his lifetime, we never ate bread that belonged to somebody else, and he never ate by anybody else. Loi botza prusa shene shaloi. O miyoyim shomer adaitoi, lenene misudes aviv. From the time he had his own das, he only took care of himself. He did not want to eat anymore, not even from a sudas aviv. Rashi says, botza means birchas hamoitzi, shlerotza lechel gzas mishalachayrim. He has a Pinchas ben Yoyer, did not want to take hanof from anybody else. So before, what he told Rebbe Mashu was just time to appease Rebbe. But really, Pinchas ben Yoyer was looking for excuses not to eat by Rebbe, because that was Pinchas ben Yoyer's midah, that he did not want to have hanor from anybody.